We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pete, it's Craig Carton and Evan Roberts on The Fan in New York City. How you doing, pal?
What's up, guys? Doing well, and thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate you.
Yeah, well, youth sports is very close to our hearts. I started the Borough Cup many, many years ago, so the fact that you're doing something with youth baseball players over at Maimonides Park on Monday is great and a continuation of what we tried to start here many years ago with the Borough Cup, so I'll get to that with you in a second. I got to ask you this question, though. I've been having a little fun at your expense. When Gary sends you coming around third, are you like, come on, Gary, you know I'm not scoring on this play?
No, I mean, I appreciate him having faith in me that I could score on that play. I mean, it was kind of a weird play at first. I couldn't just run because if I would have just ran, I mean, the ball would have hit me, so I had to avoid right. not being hit by the ball. And I didn't know if because for me, I'm just running the bases. I didn't know if the outfielder muffed it or anything like that, or the ball kind of squirted away because it did kind of have like some funky side spin on it. So I don't know what happened out there. So I'm just looking at him and he waved me. But I mean, yeah, obviously I was out. But I mean, especially early in the game, like we were already up 2-0. So why not be aggressive? You know, especially especially when we're trying to put runs up on the board.
Why?
So I'm like, I love the aggressiveness, and you can't play tentative. And for me, I appreciate the aggressiveness. And I mean, I know it was a bad result, but like the intent was there. And when you're ahead, you got to try and step on the gas pedal.
What I'm curious about, like, you're not a slow footed team in general. Why do you think this team has struggled so much scoring from second base on base hits? Like, it was a stat the other day that was put out there that you guys as a team over the last few years historically have struggled scoring from second on base hits. What I can't figure out is why. Do you have an answer to that?
I don't. I don't have a direct answer, but one thing for me, that's one thing I take pride in. I know I'm not the fastest guy out there, but I take pride in running the base as well. And running hard consistently. So if there is a chance, if there is an off chance, it's absolutely I'm going to score. And I think I've only been thrown out 3 times in my big league career so far. And I take pride in running the base as well, taking good angles and giving the coaches the opportunity to send me when it arises. So I can only speak for myself, but I think that we can always get better in some things, but onward and upward from here. It's a learning experience, and we got a lot of baseball left.
Pete's going to be hosting Homers for Heroes charity event at Maimonides Park. That's, of course, out in Brooklyn. Monday, September 27th, it's a Battle of the Boroughs Youth Baseball Home Run Derby, and the event starts at 7. The gates open at 6, and we'll let Pete talk about that here in just a second. Overall, Pete, we haven't talked to you all year, so I apologize if this is something you've been through a few times already. What's the level of frustration in how the year overall, generally speaking, has gone? Is it far beyond what you ever expected? Is it something, growing pains for a young team? How do you what kind of words do you use to describe the frustration of how the year went?
Well, the year's not over yet, and I feel like, I mean, we have, I think, 11 games left, and I can't give you a complete answer until the season's over. But up to this point, we've had some opportunities for sure, and it's frustrating not being able to capitalize on certain opportunities. But I think that, regardless of how the season ends up, I'm just really proud of how we've gone about our business, how we've worked hard every single day. And sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but the amount of effort and passion that we have, it's incredible. And I know that it's frustrating, not just for us players, but I'm sure it's very frustrating for the fans as well, because we are really talented. But we got to do whatever we can, to play the best, up to our ability these last couple games and finish the season out strong.
I think looking at you over the last 3 years, besides the fact you've been very productive, a historical rookie year, you've had a very solid year this year. I think maybe the best quality about you is you get New York. You have created a bond with Met fans, and that's not easy. A lot of guys play here, they're very successful. They don't have a bond with Met fans. I think you do. And that's why when everything was going on with the reaction to the boos from the fans that Lindor had and Baez had, I thought of you because I said, Pete gets it. He can't be happy about this. So what were your thoughts as that was going on, especially as a guy who I think I speak for most Met fans when we say Pete gets it. He understands New York.
Yeah, and I try to. And for me, I'm just really, really happy the way that Mets fans have embraced me. I mean, I know I've only had a short big league career, but these past 3 years have just been incredible, and how not just Mets fans, but just New Yorkers in general, have welcomed me with open arms, and they're a huge reason why. Like my fiance and I, we created Homers for Heroes because we've been welcomed so much with open arms, and it's just truly an honor to play for not just the New York Mets, but have New York across my chest every time I go out there, and I'm very proud to represent the city of New York and the New York Mets. And for me, it's extremely, extremely special. It's a wonderful opportunity. And because we're so thankful and appreciative of everything, all the support, regardless of win or lose. I mean, that's one of the huge reasons why we decided to create Homers for Heroes, which is our foundation.
Yeah, let me tell people a little bit more about it. So tickets are only $10. So all the proceeds benefit Pete Alonso's and your fiance's Homers for Heroes. You started it back in 2019. It is a youth baseball home run derby out there at Maimonides Park, where the Cyclones obviously play. It's Monday. Doors open at 6. The event will start just after 7 o'clock. And all the money raised is going to support first responders, teachers, healthcare workers. And I assume those folks are nominated and you guys pick worthy people to receive some of the funds, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And then also, especially because this event's going to be going on towards the end of the year, what we want to be able to do is, especially for the holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas, like we want to be able to provide funds for people who are taking care of kids. Not just, we want to do stuff. We love our first responders. We love people who protect and serve us every single day overseas and here at home. And we love people who impact others in the community in a positive way, but also, you have to take care of the future as well. And for me, being able to bring some positivity and give back to the community, it doesn't just involve first responders, teachers, coaches, it involves kids as well. And for me, hopefully I can bring some inspiration to some kids and also leave a lasting impact with baseball as the vessel. So, I just want to do the best I can for as many people as possible. And same thing with Haley. I mean, we put our heart into this foundation and we want to help give back to as many people in New York as possible. Well, and kids, it's going to be, and we want to be able to recognize, and be able to give, these kids like almost like a big league environment. I mean, we want to be able to, it's every kid's dream. To play ball or to be able to hit or practice or do something in front of a large group of fans. So hopefully this is a really fun event for not just the fans, but for the kids participating.
I'm sure it will be. The website is homersforheroes.org. You can buy tickets at brooklyncyclones.com. Again, it's only $10. Knock on wood, the weather will be good. So you have a beautiful September night in Brooklyn. And again, it's Homers for Heroes. You know, I was just thinking about something while you were talking there. And I know we haven't talked to you, so I'm sure we could throw a million things at you that you probably don't want to talk about anymore. But just I wonder this. You know, it's a team sport, so if one guy gets in a fight, you all get in a fight. Everyone's got to be out there to support one another, right? And it dawned on me when Francisco and Javi decided, okay, we're going to take on Stanton, and that means Aaron Judge. At any point, did it go through your brain, please don't do that?
No. I mean, I got their backs the full way. I mean, if I got their full backs, like, it doesn't matter who it is. And, like, and that's the one I've said this earlier in the year. It's like there's no group of guys I'd rather be in a foxhole with. If I had to be in a foxhole with any of these guys, love it. Perfect. Because these guys I love competing with them every single day. And I know they have my back, and I'll always have theirs.
But maybe so fighting Stanton and Judge,
well,
not
hold
the greatest.
Hold on a second. Pete Alonso yeah. could kick Giancarlo Stanton's ass, okay?
Pete Alonso couldn't.
I'm saying it, all right? That's what
I'm saying, that as Pete Alonso is slowly walking towards the skirmish, it might dawn on him, I don't want any part of this.
He could take
a ball. That's all I'm saying. Am I not allowed to say that?
We could say it. It's wrong.
Like, there's some dudes you just don't want to get involved with. That's all.
Did you, you know, and I said this on the air earlier, as a diehard Met fan, on that 9/11 night, which was an insanely emotional night, and it was well done, well put together, the pregame ceremony, I wanted that ball off the bat in the eighth inning to get the hell out in the worst way for you. I just thought that would have been such a freaking moment, not only to win the game, but of all people, for you to get that hit. What was going through your mind off the bat? Because I'll tell you, sitting there, I thought it was gone. I thought we were getting this incredible moment on that Saturday night.
Well, I thought I had enough to – I didn't hit it well enough to leave the ballpark, but I thought it had enough to kind of go over Guardy's head or hit off the wall or split the gap or something. But ball kind of parachuted up there at the last minute, and it didn't find green grass or find a seat. So – unfortunately, ball didn't land the way that I wanted it to, or Mets fans wanted it to. But I mean, I put a good swing on it. Unfortunately, it didn't go. And it's a part of the game. Just because I hit it hard doesn't mean I'm always rewarded with the hit. Unfortunately,
hey.
I mean, that's just baseball. I did the best I could, and in that moment, I mean, there's a lot of people ask me, and it's like, oh, it's like, did you think of like the Mike Piazza, like home run? And it's like, not in that moment. I mean, I'm just trying to win as many games as possible at that point, I mean, in this point now, we're trying to win as many games as possible. Right now the door's closed a little bit more than it was when we played the Yankees, but every game matters, especially when we're trying to fight for a wild card spot.
That's actually an interesting question. If you thought about Piazza as the ball sailed to the fence.
I certainly did as a fan, I'll tell you.
And there's two Piazza swings that people are thinking about. There's the World Series swing against Mariano that just didn't go over the fence like yours. And then, of course, the 9/11 home run 20 years ago. Before we let you go, and we're talking to Pete Alonso, we'll hit the charity here one more time. Are you guys aware, do you guys talk about it at all, that, hey, if we beat the Red Sox, that's good for the Yankees, or, hey, the Yankee fans are rooting for us. Are you aware of that dynamic? Do you guys talk about that at all?
No. I mean, for us right now, we're just trying to win as many games as possible for us. You know, I mean, right now the door's not completely closed, but right now we need as many wins as possible right now. So, We want to get as many of those as we can get and just finish the season off strong. Regarding how it affects other teams, we haven't really talked about that or thought about
that.
Got it.
And I should mention to people that Pete is also the Mets nominee for the Roberto Clemente Award. And I know that group intimately very, very well. And I would think for you, you know, in year three of your career, that's got to be a great honor that you've been recognized for the work you do.
No, and it's really special to, especially to be associated with that name, Roberto Clemente, number 21. He's just such an inspiration, not just for what he did between the lines, but off the field as well. And also one thing, guys, about the event, I'm going to be taking BP there as well. So I'll
I was going to ask you that. So you're going to hit some home runs there too. All right.
Yeah. I'm going to get out there and step in the box and kind of reminisce back to the Cyclone days. But
Hold on. Who's throwing BP?
Dave Joust.
Is Joust coming for BP?
I mean, if he accepts my invitation.
He better be there. Well, listen, I think the event is great. It's the Battle of the Boroughs. You have some of the top youth baseball players from all around New York City. It's a home run derby. Pete will be there. I imagine there might be some surprise guests that show up as well to make the night even more amazing. The doors open at 6. The event starts at 7. It's only $10 a ticket. And all proceeds benefit Pete Alonso's Homers for Heroes. And those funds help teachers and healthcare workers and first responders and people that look after our kids. And we put those everyday heroes in the spotlight. Pete, keep doing what you're doing. I think the event's great. We wish you the best of luck with it. And at some point after the season, we'd love to have you coming by to say hi. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to talk about Homers for Heroes and then Battle of the Boroughs. And, yeah, it's an honor, guys, and thank you for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.